Thursday Farm News on the Red River Farm Network. We are talking with Amity Technologies Marketing and Communications Director Beth Christensen. Tell us about, I guess, just kind of the show here. We've got a few hours left. What are you excited to be talking to people about and showcasing?
Thank you. Like you said, we're closed down here at 3, but we've had a great show. Lots of people interested in our equipment, our sugar beet cart, our defoliator. I've been talking to a lot of people about that. And then it's always fun to hear like the new conversations. Like I had a man and his son down from Ontario, and they were talking to me all about the feed beet industry up there for dairy cows. It was just interesting, like they're, and all the things they're finding. And they came down here specifically to learn more about sugar beets because they had only been in them like 2 or 3 years. So it's fun to kind of get to educate people too.
Yeah, and so talk a little bit about, first of all, field-proven solutions. What's happening there? What do you want to showcase that?
So field-proven solutions, we listen to our growers and our customers. That's our whole thing. In fact, Howard, our CEO, sent out an email and he said, I can't wait. I expect you all to be listening to everybody and hearing everybody, and I can't wait to hear what you find out. And that's really that philosophy of being grower-driven and grower-focused. It's really about the growers and finding solutions to things, to issues that they may be having, or things, you know, farmers are amazing. Like, they come up with ideas and things that they think, I think they're all kind of half engineers, right? They come up with ideas about different things that might work, and then we love to hear those ideas because then our engineers can maybe put them into practice and help everybody out.
Well, and solving problems that they find in the field. I know when we talked with Michael here, he mentioned last year record sugar beet crop and having to keep up with those types of things.
Right, absolutely. And the field proven solutions, like he was talking about, increasing the hydraulics on the elevator. And then when I think back to other things, like in wet years, we came out with our cart and we put it on track so that it wouldn't have so much compaction in the field and could make it through. We even tried, we put one of our harvesters on tracks in 20, which nobody wants to remember. But, you know, again, just trying to find those solutions for growers and helping get the crop in. You know, we're all in this together, and that's one of the things I love about the sugar industry is it's a community-based thing. Like, how many people do you know who drive truck or help out in the field during the campaign? And it's just fun to see it being such a part of our culture.
And talking about, you know, the advancements in genetics and those sorts of things, it's really important to stay in tune with all of that too at a show like this.
Yeah, absolutely, because those are the things that lead to, you know, record crops or you know, different things that are happening, and or maybe things that we need to help solve when it comes to harvest time, you know, to make sure that we can pick up those beets. But it's you know, in general, being on top of what's going on in the industry as a whole is just important, and that's important to us too. You know, kind of, we have a philosophy of continuous improvement, so we want to improve and help everybody improve too.
Any other reminders before we let you go?
One more reminder, we got about 2 hours left of the International Sugar Beet Institute at the Alaris Center. And if you want more information on Amity Technology, you can go to our website, which is amitytech.com. And on there, you find a dealer locator. We have the best dealer network out there, and they have parts when you need them most.
All right. Well, thank you so much for taking the time. Again, Beth Christensen joining us here from the Alaris Center at the International Sugar Beet Institute. I'm Whitney Pittman. Randy, we'll send it back to you.
All right, go to the Red River Farm.